boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, stick around. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, all cranked up. 888-302-3684. You can join. You know, we should take calls individually. People should just call and talk to Jennifer. People should call and talk to Rich. Talk to Kenny. Talk to Roberta.
Like a party line?
Yeah, a party line. Yeah. USA Today has asked a panel of road warriors, some of the most frequent flyers like me, who voluntarily provide travel information, to name the most efficient and least efficient screening checkpoints in our country. Tony Harrison from Estero, Florida, says the checkpoints in Las Vegas are the most efficient. He also believes the TSA does a good job at Orlando. You got to be kidding me. I wouldn't disagree with you about, it depends, the new Las Vegas terminal, there are five terminals now in Las Vegas. The new one, which I was in and out of last week, was fabulous.
Was it? Because usually Vegas is horrible.
Awful. The main terminals at Las Vegas are awful.
It smells like people that have been drinking and
awful.
Too much.
Smells. People drinking. Long lines.
It's terrible.
Awful. And Orlando is the worst airport in the world that I have ever been in.
I've only been through there once or twice.
Worst,
I don't remember it being horrible.
And thank heavens, I'm going to go through there next week. I have clear, thanks to
the all clear
Roberta. No, there's a clear. Roberta told me a couple
years
ago.
You have the trusted traveler.
Right. Yeah. I don't have that other thing yet that you told me. Yet,
oh, you don't have global access?
No. I haven't done that yet.
Once you get the global entry program, you're automatically enrolled in known traveler. You get a known traveler number.
Yeah.
And when you make your airline reservations, you just put that down, and then it gives you TSA pre-check. So you don't have to wait in line, you don't have to remove your shoes, you don't have to remove your 3-ounce stuff, you don't have to remove your laptop.
Yeah.
Everything
yeah,
just goes
that.
Through.
Right.
Yeah.
That's TSA pre-qualified. Pre-check. And I get that most of the time now, too. Some of the frequent flyers who are involved in these road warrior surveys, I guess is what we'd call them.
Okay.
Put Orlando at the bottom of their lists, which
really?
Is where I would put it in mine. I think it's an awful airport. I find LaGuardia and National also to be pretty annoying.
I like Newark.
Well, who
a lot
said it
in
was?
New
was
York.
It? Oh, Newark is terrific. If you're going to Manhattan, only go to Newark. Don't even bother going into Kennedy or LaGuardia.
When I fly back
Newark
on Wednesday from New York, I'm going to just take a cab over to Newark.
Why are you taking a cab? You go to Penn Station for $12. The PATH train there takes you in 22 minutes.
Right,
no
so
traffic, no tunnels.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Where is it?
It's right
at the Port Authority?
Penn Station.
Penn Station. Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
you go to Penn Station.
42nd,
you get onto the
41st?
PATH. No, yeah. Penn Station's at
33rd
Street.
Yeah.
32nd, 31st, 32nd.
Yep.
And you get on a PATH train. It's $12 each way. And it takes you, 22 minutes you're at Newark Airport.
Give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the world, Roberta.
It'll be $70, $80 if you take a cab.
Oh, we're not doing that. I'm taking the PATH train.
Yes, yeah, take the PATH train.
Okay, thank you.
Just listen to me. I'll steer you right.
Thank you very much. Ken Kessler, who's monitoring our social media, would we be wise to check in with you as to what's going on so we can keep our fingers on the pulse of our listeners? The Ukraine situation, anybody interested in that?
A couple comments about the Ukraine. Jay says the U.S. has no national interest in the Ukraine. If the EU wants to have influence over that area, let them handle it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Susan says any involvement by us will just lead to World War III.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
I believe her to be true in that.
Yeah. Well, I don't think there's ever going to be a World War III because anybody's got any brains knows that that's the end of the world. All right. What else have you got? Other items?
Other items. We've got our daily gratitude post.
Ah, good.
And Doug said he was thankful for personal technology, especially medical technology.
Well, I think when we need to be, the reason I'm doing this is because when we're well aware of the scope of our blessings that are given by what I consider to be a benevolent universe, I'm sort of making reference again to what Matthew McConaughey said in his statement. I think you're more apt to make use of these things. If you have strong personal goals and you're in touch with what you have personally, how you benefited from the way the universe is, I think it makes more doors open more easily. All right. So what else have you got for gratitude posts, Kenny?
Marie says she's also grateful for technology, especially, is it called NICVIEW?
I don't know.
Are you familiar with that? No. She says where she's able to watch her niece's preemie baby grow.
Really?
Aww.
And she says she's also grateful for Skype so that her son in Afghanistan can talk to his wife and children.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to use Skype in a little bit to go on a conference call. This is the first time Richie and I set it up. Richie also, by the way, was trying to help me learn how to cut, paste, and sew or whatever it is. And I have all that stuff.
Cut, paste, and sew.
Whatever.
Like in life with a needle or?
No. Taking a needle. I had isolated something that I wanted to save and email. I figured out how to do that on my own.
Really? After how many years have you been using a computer?
Did I ask you for any kind of a shot?
Because it's like a basic skill.
I'm taken back. I want my money back for taking you to lunch on your birthday.
Just mean.
Just saying, you make
fun of people. Earlier in the week, we talked about some people who didn't know that the Earth rotates around the sun.
Yes.
And you made fun of those people.
I did.
Yet I bet almost all of those people probably know how to cut, paste, and sew on their computer.
Really? And how? What are you using to back that up? What facts do you have to back that up? Richie says I have to back up things now with facts.
Would you like to all chime in? Do we think that those people that don't know about the sun know how to cut, paste, and sew on their computer?
Ken? I'm not sure if they know how to sew.
I don't either. Roberta?
Probably not.
You don't think so?
See?
Oh, you traitor. Rich?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
I'm just being different.
Wait a minute. I thought you were my pal.
I am your pals. I can't believe you would say that.
I wish you were 1,000 times how to cut and paste in a document.
No, you haven't taught me
how much your friend.
No, that's an outrageous exaggeration.
100 times.
No, that's even an outrageous. Maybe a couple. But I don't. This is not something that I can get on any tractor, any bulldozer, any piece of equipment.
Everybody has their strong
I can
point.
Run it. I don't know. This is foreign to me.
If it makes you feel better, my dad could probably build a radio station, but he cannot cut, paste, and sew.
There you go. Okay, so there.
I had to teach him. It's not intuitive.
I'm
going to
let
you're
you
right
teach me.
That.
Richie's going to be impatient. He's not going to be a good teacher with me. Although he did send me a couple of texts that helped me understand how to do it, but it was too late. I may have to need that information again, Richie.
I made it very simple. Control V, paste.
Really? That's it?
That's it.
Control, and what happens? Control V. Okay, nothing happens when I hit.
Because you didn't copy anything yet, dummy.
Wait a minute. Dummy.
And I'm the mean one. Uh huh. Just totally that guy over there.
Really? Benjamin Franklin has the thought for the day. Be always at war with your vices, at peace with your neighbors, and let each new year find you a better man. That was what I wanted to cut, paste, and
I've been looking for a better man.
I'd like a better man. Yeah. I like that idea.
You've heard me talk a lot about Heart Factors Plus ingredients that include nitric oxide, which improves your cardiovascular health and does it safely and naturally. Heart Factors Plus, something that I take every single day because I like what it does. The nitric oxide opens up all of the channels for blood, gets blood into your heart, into your head, into your muscles. It's great. If you're working out and you want to see a little more impact, then you need Heart Factors Plus. If you're in your 40s and you want to keep your blood pressure where it is, which hopefully is healthy, like anything under 120 over 80, that's pretty good. And keep it that way with Heart Factors Plus. Maintains healthy blood pressure levels, keeps your arteries clean, improves overall circulation. And so what more do you need to get this other than the phone number, right? 800-577-8560. You are now convinced that you'll get it. You get a free bottle. You mentioned Doug Steffen, a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus a new CoQ10 and fish oil formula. Two things that will come to you. And the fact that this thing's working on your body as well as it is, something you're going to be very thankful for. 800-577-8560. Just one of the many reasons you can give thanks for the Doug Steffen Good Day program with all this helpful information. Heart Factors Plus, call today, 800-577-8560.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
Just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go. There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did! You're doing it!
Woohoo! I'm doing it!
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Do you need to lose weight? Then listen up. Right now in your area, a breakthrough weight loss supplement is being given out risk-free to 50 callers of this station. The active ingredient, HCA, is pure, potent, and has been known to cause impressive weight loss. So please take no more than 2 capsules a day. To experience results for yourself, call now. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-311-5680. Garcinia Plus contains all natural ingredients with no chemical additives or preservatives. However, if your weight loss is too rapid, please reduce down to 1 capsule every day. A recently published clinical study found the active ingredient HCA, found in Garcinia cambogia, resulted in significant weight loss by appetite suppressions and reducing emotional eating by boosting serotonin levels. Hurry and call now before risk-free supplies are gone. Call 1-800-311-5680. 1-800-311-5680. That's 1-800-311-5680.
Where would we be? Anybody ever think about where would we be without 888 numbers, 877 numbers, 866 numbers, 855 numbers, 800 numbers? Where would we be? Oh, where would our business be?
Stuck.
Oh, where? Well, how do they do this in other communities, I wonder? Hmm. All right, wait a minute. Before we get too lost here, we only got a few seconds. There's a federal court ruling suggesting school administrators acted appropriately when they asked students wearing American flag shirts to turn them inside out during a Cinco de Mayo celebration. The court says the threat of racial violence outweighed the students' freedom of expression rights. Ah!
I want to beat those people up.
You got to be kidding me.
I'd like to Cinco de Mayo the guy that made that decision. Yeah.
The whites and the Latino students were fussing at each other that day. What happened to America, land of the free, home of the brave, melting pot? Why? What is this all about? Ah, man. All right, I need a deep breath here, Richie. Everybody take a deep breath. Count to 7. And let it out. 50, 21 after a good day.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
For scientists, starting Wednesday, anybody with an internet connection and a couple of bucks can give a name to one of the Red Planet's 500,000 craters as part of a mapping project run.
Who was authorized to sell those, by the way?
Well, the same people that sell the stars.
Yeah.
Don't you remember those? Every Christmas time, there is this company that sends you...
Valentine's Day,
whatever it is. Name a star for someone you love. We'll send you an authentic... We'll send you a... what do they call those things?
A certificate of authenticity.
Right.
So 500,000 times 5 is what? 2,500,000, right?
Right, yes.
Well, I could do that.
Yeah. So you could... What? You could do it yourself and get the 2,500,000.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, wow.
Stories at DougSteffen.com about how you can do this. You can put your stamp on Mars, naming the smallest craters $5. Prices will go up depending on the size of the crater. They're using the money, which could be...
Oh, so the bigger craters cost more.
Right, cost more money. Could,
so these are only for like the little teeny tiny ones.
You know what? I'm going to start selling the craters on my rear end. Who would like to buy one?
I'll start selling the craters in the New York City streets.
How about a couple of craters on your face? Would that work?
No, that's not. Well, that's just mean.
Well, is it worse than you're talking about the craters on your butt?
Yeah, but I'm allowed because it's mine.
Oh, I see. All right. Okay, don't take offense at that, Roberta. I didn't mean to offend you. I don't want, you know, any...
I'm immune at this point, Doug.
Are you really, Roberta?
And not in a good way.
Oh, no, she's immune in a good way. All right, so if people name every available Martian crater, $10 million, the company says they're going to get out of this. It'll help... With more space exploration, the private side, the private sector, helps in space exploration, research, and education, which is the company's chief their chief job. It's called Uwingu. That's the name of the company. Uwingu.
Right. Now, are these names officially recorded? So next time they send a probe to Mars, it'll say, "Well, and here rolling across the Doug Steffen crater."
That'd be awesome, actually.
Be, yeah.
Sure, as far as you know.
Yeah.
Are they official names, or are these just like, you know, make-believe names?
It's the same. I told you, the guy who has the star registry, what does he do? Send the names to the stars so that they're going to be called whatever it is that they call it. It's somebody finding something, somebody being creative, the good old American entrepreneurial spirit.
And some guys dummies says, okay. That actually buy it.
Yeah, people buy it. So,
and most of those stars you can't even see. They're not visible to the naked eye.
And you know what? The only stars we can see are the stars in our galaxy. Can you imagine? This sort of goes back to something we were talking about last week. The number of stars. Wasn't it last Wednesday or Thursday? NASA came out with a new number of
713 new planets.
Yeah, right. And this is just within our eye shot. And there are 897,000 planets in the solar system, just like the Earth.
It's in another solar system.
What is another solar system?
The new planets.
Yeah, yeah. It's in the same galaxy that we're in. It's just a different solar system.
The Milky Way galaxy.
Do you know even how many solar systems there are? I don't know the answer to this. How many solar systems there are in our galaxy alone, and how many galaxies there are in the universe is unknown. But how? I mean, think again about how mind-boggling all this information
is. We're teeny, tiny, tiny, tiny.
Little teeny, teeny specks. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction. Hot rods and modified engines are optimized with the exact same oil as regular engines. Friction. High-performance modified engines crave extra oil oomph. And since these engines are by nature changed from the original production engines, they fall outside the requirements from automakers to maintain API, or American Petroleum Institute standards for warranty coverage. Without the API restrictions, these modified engines can enjoy the benefits of fortified performance oils like Royal Purple's HPS or High Performance Street Motor Oil with Centerlek technology. Benefits include impressive oxidation stability, superior corrosion protection, improved performance, and exceptionally high film strength for dramatic reduction in engine wear. When choosing oil for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple. Visit RoyalPurple.com and pick up Royal Purple at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Bobby Likas. Calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Per a study by Ricardo Engines, the vast majority of the vehicles sold through 2025 in the U.S. will use internal combustion engines, which will require technology assists like turbo boosters and high-octane fuels like ethanol to meet the 54.5 mpg CAFE mandate. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Drive to ethanolrfa.org.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Today is already a good day. Thank you for being here, joining the rest of us on the Good Day line. We have the lineup, which includes Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and Dudley Steffen here to overview some of the things going on. The situation with Arthur Chu, I believe is his name, who is at the helm of the winningest amount in the history of Jeopardy. We'll talk about that in the television report, which is coming up in a couple of minutes here. Food news as well. The news from Washington today, once we get beyond the discussion of Ukraine and how many people are concerned about this, whether there should be sanctions, yada, yada, I don't think there's anything that is particularly new other than the Russians over the weekend went in and basically took over the Crimea, which is their resort. The Ukrainian resort of Crimea, which is probably the most beautiful area of that part of the world. Mr. Putin seemed really happy and eager to take that over. He talked to the president for an hour and a half on Saturday, and the president said, look,
I don't like this.
Right. And Mr. Putin said, yeah, basically, that's it.
We're going to do something.
Yeah, we're going to do something. Right.
What are we going to do? Watch out.
I haven't figured it out yet. Speaking of what we're going to do, there has been, and this has become a political football sort of, I thought you'd like to have the facts and you can do with them what you choose. The government has released, because of the Freedom of Information Act, what it costs to operate Air Force One in this environment. I say this environment because I'm basically talking about this administration. The average cost to fly a Boeing 747 is about $60,000 an hour, give or play. Yeah, I mean, when
it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, considering the fuel and stuff. The cost of flying Air Force One with, for example, the president went to appear on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno in August, cost the taxpayer $2.1 million. The president spent $7.3 million on three trips last year at an average cost of $228,288 an hour.
Wow.
To fly Air Force One. The cost is 27% more than it was when George Bush was president. And I don't know that I have an answer to why that is. That's a lot of money. It's $48,000 an hour more. From what it cost when Bush was president, $179,750 an hour.
Passing on better peanuts or something.
No. But
yeah, right.
Here, let me help you out with that.
Okay, Reggie.
In order to support you on this story, I wanted to see if I could get some information on it. And I just put in cost to operate Air Force One.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And one of the headlines comes up, Obama kept Air Force One in the air an extra half hour so he could watch the rest of the Knicks game.
Oh, no.
Wow, even Roberta's upset about this.
March 1st, 2012.
My God. Okay, so let's take a different approach. And again, this becomes somewhat political. But a friend of mine who's in Florida sent me a receipt from dinner. The blue light special or the 5 o'clock? What is it called when the seniors
early bird?
Early bird.
Okay.
So restaurants. Apparently, this is from the Dockside restaurant chain in Florida. They have added a 1% Affordable Care Act surcharge to their meal charge.
I have seen that, yes.
And you can see it. Okay, you've seen it. Okay. I don't know that we ought to put one of these up
surcharge
online.
Surcharge for what?
For Obamacare.
Surcharge for Obamacare.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
About that.
Now, there's a restaurant here in Los Angeles, it's added a 3% charge to the bill. I was in this restaurant the other day. Happened to be a deli. Brendan and I went and had dinner there the other day. And it's 3%. You look at the bill. And it doesn't say Obamacare. It'll say ACA surcharge.
Right.
And if you don't look at it carefully, what'd you say, Reggie?
Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, right. If you don't look at it carefully, you don't know what it is. And in the case of a $25, $30 check, which Brendan and I paid, it's a 1%, so it's like 25 cents. You don't even really look at it. It's kind of from the same philosophy that Richie has about what you don't know about what you're paying. If you get a check every 2 weeks, every month, and the money is taken out that you owe supposedly in taxes,
all you look at is what you get.
You just
look at
what
the
get.
Total.
So when we're going to the checkout, we look at what the total is. In this case, it was like $26, $27.
So does this make it clear that this Affordable Care Act is really, truly a tax?
Well, that's the conclusion but
how can they get away with that?
Get away with?
It's either raise the prices or put that on there.
Why? What do you mean? They can just add, you can... They can add whatever they want to.
Just add something extra to the bill without telling you it's on there?
Well, I don't know.
There's
that
probably a sign somewhere.
I wouldn't be so sure about that. I didn't see any sign. But the employers are saying if it costs us more money, we're either going to fire people or we're going to charge the people that are the ultimate users of our product, i.e. the people. It isn't just restaurants either. I'm going to bet that people will add it, but you won't see it. If you go to Macy's to buy a new suit, you think they're going to add 20?
Yeah.
They're not going to add.
Here's the thing that people are misguided about. A lot of people think that these corporations are just going to suck in these charges.
Right.
Surprise, no, they're not.
It's
they're
the same
going
thing
to,
with the minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just going to be passing the price to us.
You think we just have all this profit just to be able to give more money? It's, you know,
don't work that way.
They don't. Right. I mean, they want to keep their profit where it is or make it bigger. They're not going to do anything to make it smaller.
Speaking of profit, the United States government, the United States Department of Agriculture, has a proposal that would, let's see, how do I best put this without going off the deep end? It would allow the people at Dow Chemical and Monsanto to finally get their way and have these GMO corn, soybean, whatever the plants are, planted right alongside of corn, soybeans, or other crops that do not have genetically engineered components to them. So, if you're interested in this, you have until tomorrow midnight to submit comments to Congress. The facts of the matter were lost here in California thanks to the effort. It was Prop 34 or 37 that would have required that all of the food produced in California have labels as to its origin. That got scuttled. So now the latest thing is this is the feds trying to allow, that's what they're really doing, and because of some sharp farmer groups, these people saw what was going on, and they've alerted everybody. So now this is the buzz around town, not only around town, when I say that, I mean Washington. This is something that people are really, really, really getting annoyed about. And this goes back. This is far deeper. This is the kind of stuff that does sort of dictate the difference between an administration, one administration, another administration. So farmers who don't want to grow GMO crops, me, face a lot of burdens because the government is requiring that we, if we don't use, this is how bad this has gotten, if we don't use GMO seed, then we have to keep a record of what we're using. I'm not going to do that. I'm not. I will not do that. They send the reports around, 24-page annual report to farmers. I never fill them out because I'm not going to tell them whether the GMO stuff new. So anyway, if you would like to let the government know what you feel about these proposed coexistence, that's what the bill suggests, that the GMO seeds and the non-GMO seeds be allowed to coexist. The advisory committee, which was set up a couple of years ago to discuss the issue, topic was labeled coexistence, based on the assumption that GMO and non-GMO crops could exist in the same area. But that has been proven false. Non-GMO farmers are inevitably harmed by pollen that's blown or carried onto the farms from the GMO material. And it gets caught in harvesting and cleaning equipment and numerous other ways that this thing will contaminate the food. If you don't want to have this stuff, it's almost going to be impossible unless we make it known that we don't want there to be coexistence. And that's the reason for you going to the USDA's website and putting in your comments as to protecting the GMO-free foods from being commingled with GMO seeds, which is what Monsanto wants to have allowed. All right? Got till midnight tomorrow. Is that clear? Everybody got the idea here?
Yeah.
Story?
Yes.
Huh? Yeah. All right. This is organic, regular, plain, non-GMO foods, seeds, producers. The producer have to spend a lot of money to protect themselves, but the companies that profit from the GMOs don't have to have any. They have no responsibility at all. They don't have to do any, no records, nothing. Isn't this amazing how the onus has been switched to the small family farmer by these big companies? Just more trying to drive them all out of business. This is insidious, and it's insane, and we're putting up with it. All right, so you got the point. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-630-1072, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get 2 free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-630-1072. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-630-1072. That's 1-800-630-1072.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running. I can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, bleached a train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes off the map. It was Boston.
All right, time for us to check some important television news. Jimmy Fallon made good on his promise to Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel and joined him for the polar plunge yesterday into Lake Michigan. He was wearing a suit.
Smart, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't do it to
begin
with.
Extra layers, maybe.
Huh? Would you do that? By the way, a lot of people have asked why the Tonight Show moved to New York, and apparently because NBC thinks that there are tax consequences to this.
That was one of the stories, that the tax rates in California are so high that New York made it more favorable for them to move. But really, the bottom line is Jimmy Fallon didn't want to move, and Lorne Michaels is based there, and Lorne Michaels is really controlling NBC right now.
Well, he's controlling the late nights on NBC for sure. Yep, right. Okay.
I actually have a little bit of news here. There's some ratings news. Now, Jimmy Fallon has been doing really well in the ratings since he took over at The Tonight Show, still leading the pack of the big three, David Letterman and Jimmy Kimmel. Seth Meyers not doing too badly either, but there was some switching in the race. Usually, David Letterman is in at number two, but last week, Jimmy Kimmel came on really, really strong and is now in the number two position.
Really?
Do you think that Fallon, being a social media hit that he is, brings more viewers for Kimmel as well?
Probably. Kimmel does a lot on social media as well, I think. I've contested before they moved The Tonight Show to New York that Jimmy Kimmel will be the one to benefit, because Jimmy Fallon and David Letterman will be competing for the big-name guests in New York, because you obviously can't do both shows when you're promoting something. So Jimmy Kimmel will get all the good guests in Los Angeles. Whether that's true or not, or has anything to do with it, who knows? He had Matt Damon on last week.
Wow. Did anybody see the Kimmel after Oscar show last night? There were a lot of people purported to be there.
I did not, but I saw the promo for it during the beginning of the show, and it was stupid. It was kind of horrible. He jumped through the TV.
Believe me, I would like to give everybody as much of a shot as I can. He's really annoying, and I don't think he plays well in a general audience sense. Anyway. My opinion. All right, Jen.
Yes.
The story of this Arthur Chu on Jeopardy. What in the world's going on with that?
People are very upset with him because he's kind of beaten the system. You know, traditionally when people go on Jeopardy, they start from the top and they play all the categories down to the bottom. He would start at the bottom and play all the categories up to the top. But what's getting him is every time he's been on the show, he plays for a tie in Final Jeopardy. And so he's, I think, played for a tie 9 or 11 times.
I mean, do you have to figure out how the system works?
He's figured out a way to beat the system.
For the daily doubles. That's why he starts at the bottom, is to try and get the daily doubles.
So now what can other people learn from that, and will that mess up Jeopardy?
It could.
A lot of people are saying it has ruined the game. Like, he's figured out the way to beat it, and that it'll ruin the TV show.
50 years has been on the air.
That's why they're mad at him.
Of Jeopardy. The producers are mad at him, and viewers are mad.
No, the viewers are mad, too. Oh, he's getting hate mail on Twitter.
51 after.
Yeah.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
On the calendar, spring is 17 days away, but that seems like a lifetime to millions enduring yet another winter storm. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. No doubt about it, this winter season has turned into a science fiction thriller, the winter that never ended. A huge winter storm over the weekend and into today, stretching over 1,500 miles from Colorado to Massachusetts. The Mid-Atlantic is bearing the brunt of this system today. States of emergency declared in Delaware and New Jersey. All federal and local government offices in Washington, D.C. closed today. In Maryland, the utility BGE says power problems are a possibility as a result of this storm.
Ice is really the most detrimental to our electric system, and so we do have an increased number of crews stationed throughout the entire service territory should we see this freezing rain turn into ice and really coat those trees and tree limbs.
That's Rachel Lighty with BGE. Southern and central New Jersey could wind up with a foot of snow by the time the system moves away. And how do New Jersey residents feel about this seemingly endless winter?
We're getting tired of the snow. I mean, really, it's good to have one storm maybe a year, but after that, it gets to be ridiculous.
I'm tired of it. It's cold.
But you know, these are the same people who, months from now, in the middle of July, will be complaining that it's too hot. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
The 2014 Cupera features plush leather seating that will feel to your hemorrhoids like sitting on lava-hot knitting needles.
Not if you step up to relief with the power of two from Preparation H. First, use Preparation H medicated wipes to soothe as they clean. Then, Preparation H maximum strength cream to relieve pain and burning.
Now, sink into that rich upholstery. Luxurious.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed. Look for Preparation H at CVS.
I don't like sit-down dinners. I don't go to sit-down strikes. I like standing room only, and I don't ride bikes.
This pretty bad song is by a guy with pretty bad hemorrhoids. He needs Preparation H relief with a power of two. First, use fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes, then longer-lasting Preparation H maximum strength cream.
Let's sit together on the porch swing.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed. Look for Preparation H at Rite Aid.
It's a new week on Wall Street. The market coming off a mixed day last Friday. The Dow up 49 points, closing last week at 16,322. S&P with a 5-point gain. NASDAQ down 11. Secretary of State John Kerry planning a trip to Ukraine tomorrow. Secretary Kerry will stress U.S. political and economic support following Russia's seizure of Ukraine's Crimea region. The U.S. is not seriously considering military action, according to Secretary Kerry. But earlier in the day, he did say all options are on the table. Meanwhile, President Obama expected to rekindle Middle East peace talks with Israel today. The president and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu meeting today in Washington to discuss diplomacy with the Palestinians and Iran's nuclear program. Business at the box office over the weekend.
Someone on this flight is threatening to kill someone every 20 minutes unless $150 million is transferred to this account number.
A pounding thriller. You heard the pounding there. Liam Neeson's latest thriller, number one in theaters, nonstop, raked in $30 million in its debut weekend. And finally, a look back at the Academy Awards. I believe the show just ended. It went a half hour beyond the scheduled length of 3 hours on ABC, thanks to host Ellen DeGeneres and a bunch of long-winded acceptance speeches. Anyway, let's start at the end. Best Picture.
And the Oscar goes to...
Come on, get on with it.
12 Years a Slave.
The other big awards, no surprises, Matthew McConaughey for Best Actor, Kate Blanchett, Best Actress. Gravity won a bucket load of Oscars for visual effects, sound editing, film editing, score, and others. As for the overall Academy Awards telecast, just a personal opinion, but despite a valiant effort, Ellen DeGeneres' ad-lib bits in the audience ate up lots of time, from ordering and handing out slices of pizza to her star-studded celebrity selfies, which apparently brought down Twitter. Listen, if you can't get Billy Crystal, at least convince Tina Fey and Amy Poehler to do both the Golden Globes and the Oscars. But my personal favorite moment from last night, let's call it the award for best mispronunciation. John Travolta's introduction of a popular Broadway star to sing the Oscar-winning song from the movie Frozen.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem, but her actual name isn't even close. It's Idina Menzel. How did he get Adele Dazeem from that? Good job from the wickedly talented Jim Taravolta. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Shower caps are in hotel showers so you can keep your hair dry, but I find it difficult to wash my hair while wearing one. Hotel concierge is a French word. When I need a .com for booking hotels, I go to hotels.com. It's on the internet at hotels.com.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Let's do it.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.